community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We've got Len, Steal My Sunshine, on the way next, and somebody's nicked the sunshine today. Alan, is it you?
It's not. It's not in Chelmsford either.
No, it's nowhere, is
but
it?
But can we just add in here, I think Pixie Lott should be turning on the Christmas lights.
I think that would be fantastic, to be honest with you.
I think it would pull in a massive crowd.
Yeah, she's around this area, isn't she?
She's from Brentwood, isn't she?
Yeah.
So why not?
That would be really good.
Be lovely.
Get her on the phone. I'll talk to her.
I'll give her a call. We'll give her a call.
Give her a call.
Okay.
Tell him Mikey said he wants you to turn on the Christmas lights.
Yeah, because you're going
to
be there, aren't you?
Yeah, get him down here. Get him down here.
I'll send it down. I'll give you a number.
And her entourage. Tell her the T's are on me. Well, right, two T's are on me then. If she has a dance, I don't mind. I don't mind. That would be really good, though, wouldn't it? I think that would be fantastic, to be honest.
I'll put it in a text. No, I'll make it a WhatsApp message.
Yeah, do a WhatsApp. That's it.
Fine.
Right, so we're going to talk about what's coming up tomorrow. In the Brentwood Gazette.
In the Brentwood Gazette, yeah.
What's on your front page then?
We got a pretty shocking story on the front page, actually. Very sad, disturbing tale. It was obviously Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
Today? Technically it's today, isn't it?
Yeah, but armistice
yeah,
is today.
Yeah, but the services were all at the Sunday, weekend. The majority of them at 11 o'clock on Sunday. Saturday afternoon, it's alleged that a Royal British Legion poppy appeal collection tin was swiped from the post office.
Really?
Yeah, there was a lot of it across Essex. I think Essex Police, the last time they issued something on this, it said 14 had been taken over the past week.
What sort of lowlife goes and does something like that?
Well, that's it, isn't it? They did arrest a couple of people on Saturday. I don't know if I imagine that was after this incident in Brentwood. I don't know if it was in Brentwood. We haven't been told that.
Because the police have arrested someone doesn't actually mean that they're guilty.
Of course not. No, not at all.
They could be innocent.
And indeed, they've been bailed until next month now, these two people have.
It may have nothing to do with them. We don't actually know that.
But rather than speculating about whether they did it or not, it just comes back down to it, doesn't it? Someone has taken this tin for, it's the 100th World War. Such an important year.
It's just disgusting, in my opinion.
It is, and we've spoken to quite a lot of people who have.
I've seen a few reports on Facebook, and there was some reports of, I think it was One Direction that was on TV and they were wearing the poppies.
Oh,
this was
yes.
Saturday.
Oh, they're on X Factor results show on Sunday,
aren't
they?
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of teeny boppers texting at the time and saying, why are they wearing red flowers? Well, I'm just gobsmacked. I blame the parents.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's down to the parents, that is.
Do you think?
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Depends where these people were.
Well, it's just, I mean, but kids going, you know, why are they wearing red flowers? You just think, really? That's I'm lost for words.
Exactly. It's just something you kind of grow up and know, isn't it? It's not. I can't erase that from my mind, if you see what I mean.
Respect in a situation is something that should be pushed into you from birth. Mm. Respect, and that's the biggest thing that's missing out of the public now.
What about at school though? Surely, if these kids have been to school, they must have had their 2 minute silence.
Well, you would have thought so. You would have thought so, but who knows?
Depends where they're from as well. Maybe they're from the other side of the world.
Yeah,
I don't know. They've got quite a big following, haven't they, I guess?
But, I mean, that's one thing. That's just a little bit of stupidity, to be honest with you. But just appalling.
Appalling. And in Brentwood, that's what we talked to Brentwood Branch, the RBL, and they said, look, maybe in some places you can imagine it happening, but Kelvedon Hatch, of all places.
That's just pathetic. It's just horrible. That's horrible.
But looking at the better side of Remembrance Day, Remembrance, the parades and the services. We've got loads of pictures in the Brentwood one. So many of you have looked at our galleries online already.
Fantastic.
If you were there, you're going to want to get a copy. There are 4 pages worth of loads of pictures in the paper. So if you took part in that parade or you were there, if you're in the crowd, maybe you've been snapped.
My little 2-year-old boy was there.
What, taking part?
Yeah. He wasn't taking part. He was just there.
Oh, in the crowd?
He was there watching in the crowd.
Oh, might be in the paper.
Yeah, see, you never know.
The parade in Billericay, Ingatestone, Onga.
Really?
All over.
Fantastic.
Photographers had a busy Sunday.
Fantastic.
But no, really nice stuff.
Also, I know you're going to do a piece on the Wetherspoons, aren't you?
This time, do you know what? This time next week, we could be coming off air and we could be going for a pint in the Dairyman.
The Dairyman, is that what
it's called?
Is that what they call it now? I didn't know.
You've not seen the signs?
I haven't been in there.
It looks really good. I think it was must have been a couple of weeks ago now the sign went up, or the outside kind of came away. So it had been fenced off for ages. It was like, I think we announced that Wetherspoons was happening probably about a year ago now.
Yeah.
But then the building's just been fenced to castings around it. So I think there has been quite a lot of work going on inside for a while, but it's only been the past couple of weeks that's kind of come away, and you can really see that, wow, we've actually got a Witherspoons in Brentwood.
Fantastic.
And we can bring you the first pictures from inside it, because
oh, fantastic.
We had a nose round yesterday.
Is it all wooden carpet?
What do you think? Wood carpet, cheap drinks, and they do Chicken Wednesday. Is it fish really? Curry Thursday, I think, as well. But the chicken stuff they do on Wednesday looks good. I was looking through the menu yesterday. Yeah.
I'm going to have some of this. I like a bit of chicken.
Every kind of chicken under the sun.
Really?
Yeah, loads of different dishes. It looks really good. I mean, I must admit, I've not food for a while, but...
Chicken Wednesday.
Yeah. It might have a catchier name than that. Maybe I've just christened it Chicken Wednesday. But it's... Yeah, they serve a lot of chicken on Wednesday.
It'll be known as Chicken Wednesday forevermore now.
Forevermore. Mayor of Brentwood, I think she's officially opening at 1:30 next Tuesday, the 18th. But it's open, I think it's open from 8 o'clock in the morning. That's normal opening time, so...
Yeah, that will be, yeah.
I'll be down there, well, as soon as we go to press.
I might pop in for a pint of something.
Rude not to, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
New pub, give it a go.
Yeah.
And see what it's like. See for yourself.
Now, I've been hearing rumours as well about... You're doing a story... The Ursuline Convent School. They've got a problem going on in the science department. Have I got this right? Or is it all around about?
Yeah, you may well have seen it on our website. It's our most read story on there by quite a long way this week.
Oh, really?
And if I'm honest, actually, I don't think we've actually had an issue since I've been working at the Gazette that's had quite as many people ring the news desk about it.
Really?
It was at back end of last week. The phones didn't stop ringing, and it was worried parents who'd received this letter from the school.
Yeah.
Saying that, yeah, the story goes that 5 out of the 7 science teachers have handed their notice in or are leaving at Christmas. I think one resigned a while back, handed a notice in a while ago, but then... some more handed it in not that long ago. So a letter went out saying to the effect that, look, these teachers are leaving, we're going to do what we can to make sure everything still works for your daughters. But of course, exam season's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is.
We can see what the parents are thinking.
I mean, that's more of a coincidence, though, isn't it? I mean, 5 hours.
Well, the number leaving.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there something else going on there?
I couldn't really comment, to be fair. I spoke to head teacher Richard Wilkin on Friday, and he assured me, he told me he couldn't comment on the circumstances because it'd be unprofessional for him to do so.
Right.
And fair enough, I respect him for that.
Yeah.
But obviously, it doesn't stop the rumour mill churning things out. And
rumour
indeed,
mill's always going.
Of course it is, yeah. And a number of parents who phoned us, they range from the weird to the wonderful.
They've all been abducted by UFOs.
Well, yeah, they're not far off getting to that, to be honest.
So I love some of these rumours.
I think it's a bit of imagination going wild, but then I think it's a bit of children's imagination going
wild.
The rumour spreads. Mum picks up the rumour and thinks, "Oh my god, what's this?" And then they're on the phone to us. And yeah, we take a bit of a pinch of salt sometimes. Yeah, but of course, not knocking it at all. We love it when our readers ring us up. We wouldn't have any stories if we didn't. So,
well, it's really good that they think.
Keep the calls coming.
It's really good they feel they can just pick the phone up and talk to you like that.
Exactly,
it's
fantastic. And they gave us information and confidence. We haven't. We named. And it helps us build a bigger picture of what might be happening.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably going to be a bit of an ongoing story. We have got something in the paper tomorrow about that. But I doubt it's going to be the last you hear of it.
So quite a big problem, though.
Yeah, it's worrying.
It is worrying. Now, you mentioned something before we went on air, while we was listening to Pixie Lott. You said Joe spent the night in the CCTV control room.
Yeah, he locked himself in.
Did they know he was there?
I couldn't miss him.
He was in the broom cupboard.
Yeah, Joe had a night on the town, but it was a night on the town in the CCTV fourth control room. I was pretty jealous of this one, to be honest.
Fancy going and having a go at that.
Yeah, you wait till you see the picture. It's just the picture of what it is like in there. It's kind of like you'd imagine on TV, or like I imagined anyway. Just row upon row of screens, these different areas. I obviously don't know. I don't know inside out exactly which button did what and things like that. But Joe had spent a good few hours there with the guys who work in there. Sound like a great team of people.
Yeah, it sounds like a good laugh, to be honest with you. Controlling the idiots.
Yeah, I think, well, yes. Yeah, they explained kind of what they do.
Yeah, they do, don't they? They control the idiots. And thank heavens that they're there. What town centre? If it's a Saturday night, people are tanked up with booze.
Yeah.
Silly things happen.
Yeah.
In the cold light of day, these people are nice people. Drink, and it gets to be nighttime, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, they start acting like idiots.
Quite.
And without these people putting the police on the scene...
Exactly.
At that second, then who knows what
happened. That's what they say. It's a superb interview. They talk about how it's all about their kind of instincts and reactions, and they just clock something out the corner of their eye and think, and they have to react quickly. So if they don't, then something could kind of escalate. And obviously, if they can apprehend and get in there when something might be about to kick off, or I don't know, if a fight might be about to happen, if they can get an officer there before it kicks off, then they've done their job, haven't they?
Do we know if they're trained in body language so they can watch the way they move? And
you have to put to them. I don't know off the top of my head.
That might
Joe
be interesting.
Might know.
Yeah, I'll have a chat with Joe.
Send Joe a
next.
Tweet.
I'll tweet him.
Tweet Joe.
I'll tweet him
Joe
right
I know.
Now.
I'd love to receive a message from you.
Tweety Joe. Alan, thank you very much for coming in.
No problem.
We'll see you again. We'll see you again next week. Yeah,
and if you want to see us in the meantime, don't forget we've got our media hub down at Cafe Nero in Brentwood High Street. We have reporters, myself, someone, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday afternoons. Come and see us. We'll buy you a coffee. Give us a story.
Fantastic. That sounds good to me. I might even meet you down there myself.
Come and have a bun.
See you soon.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.